niggas be shooting. Be by stat. It's the podcast, yeah, run it back. Create an annex. This a classic. The mother podcast, they don't want no static. To the window, to the wall. You know the world pay attention when they talk. Create an annex. Create an annex.
TG been shooting.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Creative Antics. Today we are in Selfie World and we have Ray right here. We got Gio. Yeah. Thank you guys for being on the show today. So, well, both of you, y'all want to go through like what you do here in Selfie World? So, Ray, okay. I'll let you go first.
All right, I'll go first. So, I am the CEO of Selfie World. I'm kind of over events and I build this thing out. So, I'm doing maintenance. I can do all the room changes. We do all the events and just try to get the word out to Alaska about Selfie World.
Right. You know,
something fun to do here in Alaska.
Okay.
Awesome. And I'm the work for Ray, Big Boss CEO.
Big Boss.
I'm a COM, Chief of Marketing and also events.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm trying to bring the people in here, get the word out.
Awesome. So how long has Selfie World been here? I know it's kind of new, but how long has this been in the works and how long has it actually been, you know, here, concrete?
So, about 10 months ago, my daughter showed me a TikTok video. She was like, "Dad, you should do one of these." And at the time, I was building my wife's salon out, so I was busy.
Right.
And so I didn't have the time. I talked to the wife. She was like, "Hell no, we're busy right now. Like, yeah. We're literally building a salon right now." So we kind of put it on the back burner. A couple months went by, we went on vacation to LA, and when we were shopping, we ran into a Selfie World.
Wow.
It was the biggest one in the United States, so we actually saw it in person. We was excited, and was like, "Oh my gosh, Alaska needs one of these."
Right.
So that was, I think it was in July, you know, so I got back, August, we hit the ground running. Luckily, when we were in LA, the owners were there.
Oh, that's
so they
cool.
They just opened the night before, so it was a brand opening, and I was there to talk to the owners. So they kind of gave me the scoop about everything, and I was like, "Man, we could really do this." So got all the information, got back, and just made things happen fast. I mean, it was within 2 months, and we already had the space, and you know, we were buying, you know, looking for investors, and just, you know, getting this thing running. So we got back August, started, you know, putting everything in the works. We wanted to open up before Halloween.
Right.
So that was like the grand push. You know, if we can get in here in September, we'll be done before Halloween.
Awesome.
We didn't get into this space today. was the beginning of October?
It was funny because before that, when he approached me about the idea of Selfie World, you know, he showed me pictures, telling me about it, and I was just like, my first question was like, "Wait, you were in Vegas and saw this?"
Yeah.
Why Alaska?
Right.
And he's like, "Oh man, we don't have anything like this. Not really much for people to do." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't. Wait, there is nothing for people to do."
All right, let's go. Yeah, no,
you know, so I was just like, "All right, let's run with it." And he was right, man. It was like fast paced. Like,
that's awesome.
Within the next day, we was talking, yeah. Coming out and. Yeah, when VIP day was coming up, I think the day of VIP, I think we were still painting or something.
Oh my
like that.
God,
yeah.
They didn't even have windows. Our front windows was installed on grand opening day. So we're
really pushing.
Literally, we got this thing built out in 2 weeks. This whole place was built out in 2 weeks. So
I'm gonna show a video.
Yeah.
Because for 2 weeks,
this
is a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. Days long, late nights. Ooh. Like I was getting out here at 8 a.m. some days.
Right.
Like, you know, we had some help. We had my boy Nick Brown. He was in here every night. My boy Mike Gooman and his crew was out here helping, doing the framing and stuff. And we also had
we had a team of
legacy painters.
Okay.
LaShawn Baker. He was here helping, painting and everything else. So, and then our kids. Gio and our kids was out here every day, man. We were slaving.
Yeah,
you know, we had the October, and we didn't think we was gonna make it happen, but. I mean, we made it
came together.
I also
happened.
Like to thank the creator of Selfie World because she actually flew out. And
yeah, I was going to say, so the idea of it, I've seen the Selfie Worlds all over the place because I think there's one in Charlotte as well.
Yeah,
who is the woman that came up with Selfie World,
so,
if y'all do know?
So her name is Ashley Wilkinson,
okay.
And she actually built this in the pandemic. So she was a 15-year photographer, and she came down with cancer. So she had to shut down her photography studio and battle cancer. She beat cancer. So coming out of, you know, remission, she was trying to get back into photography, and nothing was, you know, was happening for her because the pandemic hit. So she had to look for some other way. She had to pivot some kind of way, and she created Selfie World. It was called Selfie Station at the time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's why all our booths are 8 feet by 8 feet, is because of the pandemic. So we can have a whole family in here, no mask, and the next people are blocked off in the next booth. They got their own booth. So, yeah, and the crazy thing is, it's not even 2 years old. Like, this whole franchise has been built under 2 years, and they're over 40 locations all over the United States.
Well, I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah, and they're on the verge of going international. So, growing fast. Now, she did not make Selfie Museum, because there's always Selfie Museums, but nothing on this scale, like nothing to this caliber of each room. Like most museums, they're just open. You can kind of just go from one wall to the next wall. Yeah. But we have booth, we have Selfie
Station. This is nice. It's very, like, when people are in here, they have their own space. They can do their own thing, not having to worry about the next person over. That's awesome.
And again, thank you to Ashley. I mean, when she came down, I mean, she met every single person that helped put this together.
She helped us put it together. Wow.
She helped us, and I mean, she paid attention to everybody. She met every employee we had, everybody that came and volunteered to help, took pictures, and it was great, because I mean, she came right when we were going.
3 days before opening.
Yeah, 3 days before opening. So when we were all kind of like needing some words of encouragement, she was here to...
She put some wallpaper up, and she helped us put the basketball goal on the wall. And at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, she was here helping us get ready. So
that's awesome. I haven't been to another Selfie World. So how do y'all come up with the ideas of what y'all want room?
So the great thing about this franchise, they only make us do 6 rooms.
Okay.
So the 6 rooms are like mandatory for all Selfie Worlds. And the reason why they picked the 6 rooms is because those are the most popular all over the United States. So it's like, why not, you know, stick with this? Because this is my franchise, I want them to look somewhat the same throughout. So after the 6, we kind of can pick all the rest of the 20. We got 22 here, so the rest of them, we kind of looked at all the other Selfie Worlds and kind of picked, okay, I like this one, I like that one, and we made a list, and that list changed like 30 times before we got to the final, you know, the final look that we got right now. And the great thing is, it's not going to look like this 3 months down the
road.
So, you know, come when you can right now, because it can look totally different here
come
December.
Right now.
Yeah.
You don't want to get in here.
Yes.
And, you know, being, you know, I mean, the past 2 years with COVID and everything took a hard hit, especially for us here in Alaska.
Right.
So, you know, this was a really good idea when, you know, it was brought, when Ray came, brought this to me, you know, I was like, this could really be what brings some morale up around here.
Yeah.
And we also reaching out, because we actually asked the people that come and visit us, like, you know, what ideas do you have for rooms? This isn't solely on us, and we actually come up with, you know, some of the best ideas we get for rooms are from some of the customers we have, and that's just amazing, you know.
Knowing your audience, that's great.
And especially the kids. I mean, we've had 8-year-olds tell us ideas that we're like, wow, like, let's do that, you know. And that's really great.
So I'll ask both of y'all this question. So this is fairly new, but I know you guys are both entrepreneurs. Y'all got that mindset. So where do y'all see this going? And as entrepreneurs, is this something that you were like, saw that yourself doing at all before?
So I've been in sales, and I've been doing a lot of different businesses over the years, and I've always said Alaska is the place to bring something, and it could blow up.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for something fun to bring up here. I travel a lot.
Right.
So when I go to other malls and other states, I'm like, why don't we have this in Alaska? Why don't we have this in Alaska? So I'm always looking for something. And with my background being in construction, and I love to have fun. I mean, if you look at my phone, I got probably 30,000 pictures and selfies and everything else. So it kind of was like, you know, I can build it myself. I like to take pictures. I know everybody in the family like to take pictures, so why would I not do this?
This is true.
I worked in the mall for like the last 3 years, you know, with the military, so I knew this was a goal. This was like a hot spot to be in. So all those three things was like, man, when my daughter showed me, I was like, this could be big for Alaska. This could be fun for Alaska. So that's kind of what drove me to this particular business. Yeah. Is because I knew I could do it, and I knew I would have fun doing it.
Yeah.
So it was like a no-brainer. And I mean, who wouldn't like to get paid to have fun?
This is true.
And I would want people to look at me and be like, man, he was a person that brought something cool to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, let's see what next crazy idea he has. So, I mean, I never thought that I would do this. I never, you know, thought that I would be in this industry. But I'm glad I'm here. You know, be a first in Alaska to do something like this.
Being a first is great.
Yes, yes.
What about you? What made you, when he told you about self-aware, what were you like?
I mean, like I said again, I was really skeptical about it. You know, there was nothing to really do, and I started thinking, you know, Alaska's a beautiful place. You can go take pictures in mountains, and you know, there's all kind of views. You can go on hikes and get some really good shots. Yeah. But here, this is really different. And you know, when I talk to people, like, oh, you know, come to Selfie World and visit us. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have an event. They're really confused. But when we bring people in here, it just clicks.
Yeah.
I recommend anybody just come and take a free tour.
Yeah.
We do free tours. And this is the beginning for Selfie World. This is a great part for anybody, no matter what you're into. We can do, you know, if you want to take wedding pictures, family pictures, if you're a model, if you're a photographer, whether you've been taking pictures for years or you're just trying to get in the game.
Right. Yeah.
With a flip phone, like this is the place to come and get your practice. You know, we're fairly cheap. We only charge $22 an hour for adults.
Yeah, their price is not bad.
Yeah, $15 for kids. We do special rates for groups, and anything. You know, we have dentist offices that want to come bring their workers here just to boost morale. You know, this place is really something different. I think the only way you can really feel it is if you actually come and visit here in person. You have to come and take a visit, we'll give you a free tour. It don't cost you anything.
Okay. My other question was.
And that was a two-part question.
Yeah.
What was the second question? I need my notes. Where my notes at?
That's why I brought one of these, brother.
Well, my next question is, since, you know, everything's been chill out, more people are coming in, what's been the most fun and what's been the most kind of like, you don't have to say the biggest downfall, but you know, the fun and what's been like kind of like the downfall part of both?
So the fun part is seeing people's faces when they get, like, boy, I think it was a day ago, we had a guy out there, like, he was outside, like, what is this for? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, why would you do this? Like, we have so much beautiful things outside, why would I want to take pictures inside? It was like, just come in, just do a tour. He was on FaceTime with his wife.
Oh.
So he was like, I just don't understand. It was like, it's a free tour. Like,
yeah.
It's free, just come through.
Just come look.
By the end of that tour, he was like, oh, I actually like this. Like, he did a second tour.
Wow.
So he was like, man, I really like this. Like, I didn't expect to have, even with your CPA, she was like, I didn't expect to have fun. But yeah, I mean, you know, just changing their minds in Alaska, man, I want to talk about Alaskans, but we're just so far behind on everything.
Yeah.
The culture is so much faster or so far along in Lower 48. We're just like an island, you know. So bringing something up here to change Alaskans' mind, like, there are other things you can do, you know, other than outdoors shooting animals and fish. Like, there's other things to do in Alaska, man. So I think that was the funnest. It's just to bring like a aha, like, oh my god, like, this is pretty
faces,
dope.
Like, yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't think I can have a ball pit, you know, in a photo booth. Like,
exactly.
You know, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Yeah,
just change people.
The two things I like is just, yeah, definitely seeing the faces or even just talking, you know, like when we're here, you know, we're so new, we just popped up out of nowhere.
Right.
I'm not even sure if we had any posters as far as like in the mall, so people that were working in the mall didn't know. So, you know, VIP night came around and we're blasting music and we have break dances outside and people are like, what is going on, you know? And when people started getting curious and coming in, just to see, like, the wow factor, you know, like, Selfie World's been out for a while, Selfie Museums, but, you know, it was really new here. And then another amazing part is just the potential that I just see this,
yeah,
this thing growing. You know, this is something we're going to reinvest in. All these booths here, even the one we're sitting in, could possibly be something different.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that's part of like wanting to kind of get a different energy here in Alaska. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure how many times people buy new furniture or new equipment,
yeah.
Repaint the walls, you know, and this is something we're going to start, and hopefully it catches some energy, and you know, other businesses jump on board, and we can really create something special, you know, uplift the people here in Alaska.
I see this being like a big thing, because I think I saw it on social media, and I was like, hold up, this is in Alaska? And then I, you know, I'm going on the internet, I was like, it better be on the internet. And I looked it up, I was like, in the mall? So that's what, when we came here that day, I was like, I gotta see this. And we came around, I was like, this is really nice, and this is what, like, it's outside right now. It's freezing.
It's freezing.
You know, but people still want something to do. And so every time I've been in here, it's been people just in here. Yeah. And I've been seeing people enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
and even on y'all's social media, I've seen a lot of people enjoy themselves. And I think y'all are doing, like, a dope thing. And I can see this
being great.
Yeah.
This is just the start.
Yeah, I like that it's just the start. And, I like that I'm here, you know, doing this with you guys. As far as that, is there anything else you want to tell the people, and then your social media, all that stuff?
So wait, you asked about you also asked about the biggest challenge.
Yeah, oh yeah, I did. Yeah, all the right, biggest
so
challenge.
The biggest challenge. So that one's great. So when we jump on board, there's a lot of anxiety for everybody that had to do with this. You know, like Selfie World, it's never been done before. Mm-hmm. You know, when we dropped the flyer for VIP night and the Halloween party, right after that, it was just like, man, we gotta get it done.
Yeah.
And just all of us just scrambling and working together, and you know, that was probably the challenging part, and you know, we were all really nervous about this, but yeah, we were stressed out. I mean, there were times that we probably bumped some heads and stuff, but you know, like the fact that we pushed through it, and it just makes our bond that much stronger. Like everybody that kind of started with us is still here for the beginning, and you know, this is really like a family business. The people that here are not blood, like, we will be at Thanksgiving together, you know?
<For real. laughs> The energy is great in here. I like being in here.
What was your biggest challenge?
What's your biggest challenge?
Building this thing.
So was it like completely empty in here? What was going on
so this was, they had a lot of stuff in here. I mean, it was all white, so we literally had to clear this thing out, and in the middle of building all these walls and stuff, they started painting black. So we put all the walls up, all the framing, and then they had to paint, so it was black everywhere. We had to clean it up before we put the sheetrock. We had to wait for the electrician to do his job. So it was work a little bit, wait on somebody else. Work a little bit, wait on someone else. So it was so stressful. And in the middle of doing all that, I had to fire my crew. It was so stressful. So a lot of those 8 a.m. nights, it was because I was in here by myself doing a three-man job. And yeah, so that was stressful. And then basically having the owner, knowing she's coming, mm-hmm. and knowing she had her tickets, and my place was not even halfway done. Like, it was, oh my gosh, that last week was stressful. I did not enjoy that last week. So, but you know, when she got here, for her to say, you know, where we were at that point, we were a lot further ahead than some of the other Selfie Worlds that she went to, because she tries to go to every Selfie World when they open up to help them finalize, like, do little things to bring it together. Right. So, because it's her, it's an image of her, it's exactly. her business. So she goes to all the Selfie Worlds before they open. And for her to say, oh my God, y'all are so further along than what a lot of other places, like some of the places she went to didn't even have paint on the walls. Ooh. Like, they were still so far, far behind than we were. So after that day when she got in, I mean, it was like, oh, stress off my back. Okay, so we're good.
Yeah.
I don't have to stress anymore.
Take it down.
Let's just, you know, the next 4 days, let's get this thing open. And So that was, it was stressful, man. It was not fun. No, that sounds stressful,
especially cleaning up messes and stuff and firing people. I would be stressed out.
But they came back, though. They came back right before Ashley came, and I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you. Come back. Let's get to work.
It feels good now. And the thing is, we still have a lot more to do. I feel like we're still new. We've been open almost a month.
Not even a month. No, we're on going on a third week.
You know,
it's our third week.
And just expect big things as far as we got some big things coming up. We already got some events coming up, right? So December 4th, we'll be having a photographers and models meetup.
Meet and greet.
You know, meet and
networking.
Greet.
Networking.
Yeah, networking. And that's open to anybody. It's just $20 per individual. And like I said, even if you're a starting off photographer, if you've been, you know, whatever style of photography it is, individuals, families, we've even talked to photographers that shoot real estate pictures. You know, they take pictures of empty rooms.
This Sunday we got a real estate team coming in, and they're doing a private event. So, I mean, it's already starting to pick up with them too.
Oh, and this place is up for rent or events. So any business that wants to come utilize our space, we do have rates for that, and we will work with you if we have to set up chairs, tables. Again, if you come in here and see the space, you will definitely come up with some ideas. We'll be more than willing to sit down and talk and set something great up for you.
Both the businessmen right here.
Yeah.
Talking about karaoke night coming up, right?
The 18th of December, we'll have we got all ages from 4 to 7 p.m. And then, I mean, it's just paid admission to get in.
Right.
You come in here, sing karaoke, take some pictures, wait for your turn. Then we have a 9 to midnight where it's adults. It's 21 and up. We're going to have beer and wine. So you can come in and loosen up a little bit.
You hear that right?
Loosen up a little bit before you get on the stage and sing. And yeah, that's you know, one of many events that we're going to have here. We're going to have, you know, live music, you know, DJs, sipping paint, sipping pose. We want to have some makeup classes where some y'all come in, figure out how to do makeup, and then go take pictures. Like, I mean, there's so many different things that we want to do.
There's
so
many things you can do here. Now the ideas that y'all are giving, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
The potential is
it's
the roof.
Crazy. We had our first birthday party this last weekend.
Wow. So, that was
bridal
great.
Showers and coming up and
Gender reveals. This is a great place for that, right?
Oh yes.
You know, we can pop the smoke and we'll clean up after that.
We
got you.
This is nice. You could do. It's endless in here. You could do so much stuff.
And we're mobile. We got the Vogue booth and the 360. So if you do have a wedding, any event you can think of. Yeah, we take it with us.
Very popular.
Literally any event. If you bake pies, if you sell marshmallows, we will come out there. We will set up the most beautiful marshmallow display
you've ever seen.
Ghostbusters in theaters, right?
That is dope.
We want to have fun.
That is awesome. Well, I'm glad to be here with you guys. Is there anything else you want to tell the people? There's so much stuff.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for all this stuff.
You can follow us Instagram, Facebook, Selfie World with no O. So Selfie WRLD Alaska. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram, Facebook. We have our website, www.selfieworldalaska.com. You can book your time slots online. You can check our group rates, birthday party, private events. We shoot music videos in here. We've done two. We got one coming next week, country singer. Just follow us. If you do come to Self World, please tag us because we love to see you guys having fun. And I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, definitely. Just reach out to us for events, questions. We're really active on Facebook and Instagram. So, DM us with any questions or ideas, or if you just want to know if something can be done, don't be scared. Just please reach out to us. We will get back to you and do our best to cater to all your needs.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. Awesome. Yeah, this was fun. So thank you, Ray. Thank you, Gio.
Thank you.
And this is...
You.
Creative Antics. Thank you guys for tuning in yet again. We want to continue this, and I'm excited for this place to grow. So thank you guys, and like always, peace out.